الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously shower upon us at all times and all moments of our life. Such favors and such bounties which become a manifestation and expression of the great love and affection and kindness and compassion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with such bounties that sometimes we're not even aware that this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciation of Ramadan actually felt when Ramadan leaves us. The moment Ramadan leaves, that very moment it seems sometimes we perceive what a great month, what an auspicious month, what barakat and what rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what ease for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for us though His obedience and the path of piety in the month of Ramadan. This, immediately when Ramadan leaves, we feel and we perceive this, becomes so different now to make tilawat, so different now to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so to say, in Ramadan we continued with the flow. When the flow of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, everybody that came therein was engulfed and surrounded by the rahmat and mercy. And alhamdulillah, we were on the pathway towards paradise, pathway towards the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the real challenge, that after the month of Ramadan, what happens? And what happened actually in the month of Ramadan? A month, a revolutionary month, a month that inspired us all, a month that motivated us all towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To different levels and different degrees. Those that were pious became extremely pious. Those that were impious became pious. Those that were far from the path of piety, they also came very, very close and began to tread on the path of piety. And we find that a great revolution and a change had taken place in our lives. There were many great qualities that were developed in the month of Ramadan in a very subtle manner. Sometimes we are unconscious about it, but definitely in every individual we find these qualities were developed. And what are those qualities? Those are those qualities that help a mu'min even after the month of Ramadan to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those qualities that are supposed to be the hallmark of a mu'mineen and a believer, male and female. And if those qualities are developed even further, then to tread on the path of piety in the entire month, entire year and entire life becomes extremely easy. The very first quality was the quality of submission and the quality of subjugating ourselves to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submitting to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what actually Islam means. A Muslim is who? The one that submits to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is exactly what happened to all of us. When the month of Ramadan, when the crescent was sighted, all of us accepted it is the month of Ramadan. The next morning, all of us accepted that Subah Sariq will be at certain time, for example, at 4:40. Nobody disputed this matter. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our fast starts at that time. And each one of us ensured, in fact, we made sure that we start a few minutes earlier, lest we fall into danger and endanger our fast. The iftar must complete at a certain time, at, for example, 5:40 or 5:50, example, nobody dared to complete their iftar at 5:30. Why? Because the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to complete it at the time of dusk and not earlier, not even a second earlier. In fact, we were more cautious. Some of us waited even a minute or two, and thereafter we completed our fast. These fasts are ibadat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abstention from what? From that which is absolutely permissible for us. Eating and drinking, absolutely permissible for the 11 months of the year. But in this particular month, we have to abstain. Nobody said, why, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we have to abstain in this particular month? This is something that is inherent in a human being, that he yearns towards eating and drinking. No, it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our iman in Islam demands that we accept the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we find in the crescent of Shawwal is cited that next very day, we wish to carry out this. No, it's not permissible. Not permissible for us. In fact, now we must begin eating. And it's mustahab and sunnah to eat even before going to the Eidgah to partake of something. Just now this was something that was prohibited. Now it is absolute, it was prohibited in the month of Ramadan. Now it is absolutely necessary for us to partake of food. The person that wishes to fast on the day of Eid is a sinner, the disobedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Wasn't fasting prescribed for the 30 days of Ramadan? Wasn't fasting a great ibadat? Wasn't fasting that which is prescribed upon us? Wasn't fasting that which will bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earn us the taqwa and piety? Yes, it was. But not every day. On this day of Eid, the order is not to fast. So we follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the order is. Mentally and logically, if you look at it, what is the difference? No, the difference is this, that in the month of Ramadan, it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you can eat and you should eat on this day. So it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is supreme in the light of a mu'min. And we surrender and submit to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you could do that for 30 days, why can't we do it after that? Why can't we follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after 30 days that pertain to haram, that pertain to things that are not impermissible for us, that pertain to our earnings, that pertain to our relationship with others, with each other, that pertain to other injunctions and other parts of deen? Definitely we can. If this quality of submission remains there after Ramadan, which is developed in the month of Ramadan, we should sustain that quality, look after that quality, nurture that quality, develop that quality even further. And when the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come before us, then we say the same. This is the order of Allah. Like fasting was the order of Allah, and other commands in the month of Ramadan were the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then maintaining this quality will help us to fulfill all the other injunctions of deen. So this was already developed to a certain degree. As I mentioned, the degrees and levels may differ from one individual to the other. But definitely everybody will acknowledge that alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, definitely we did have this degree of submission and submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality we find is the quality of patience and being consistent. That we did not carry this out for 1 day or 2 days or 5 days or 10 days. No, it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the entire month of Ramadan. And we continuously carried it out in the month of Ramadan. Some of us must have felt a little bit of weakness in the month of Ramadan, but no, it is the order of Allah. Some must have even fallen ill, etc. But yet we find it was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then consistently throughout the month of Ramadan and perseverantly and patiently we fulfilled this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala irrespective of what came our way. And this is the shan of a mu'min. No matter what it is, whether it is his feelings, whether it is his desires, whether it is the environment, or whether it is people speaking against him, he remains patient and consistent in the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the face of all hardships and dangers and adversities, as far as it is the command, as long as it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a shan of a mu'min is this, that he remains consistent. He remains consistent, and this is the real challenge, because we should remember that the conditions of conduciveness are not there all the time. Sometimes the conditions are such that it's difficult and hard for us to maintain the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to keep up the level of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the challenge. Like we say, one day it is shining, one day it is raining, one day the conditions are conducive. It is easy for us to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on other occasions it becomes hard and difficult. But the fact that it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am a mu'min, and my duty is to subjugate myself, then I will patiently bear the hardships and difficulties that will come my way in my duty in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a second great quality we find, the quality of patience. We all know sometimes it's very hot, sometimes we felt very hungry, sometimes we find that we were fatigued and exhausted and tired, sometimes we missed the sari, but no, patiently a person bore the difficulty and hardships. Come what may, was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This spirit now must be enhanced, this spirit must be advanced, and this spirit must be developed even further. Similarly, we find sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrificing what? Our eating and drinking, our sleeping, our rest, etc. Why? Because the order of Allah, feeling very tired and lethargic after having sehri, but the azan is called out, and we immediately rush to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That feeling of lethargy and feeling sick, etc., and lazy, etc., that is cast aside, and we find the power of iman is generated in us, and that body that is fatigued and that is tired, etc., is put into motion when we come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the evenings after having iftar and partake of the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, a person feels more tired sometimes, lethargic and lazy. But know the order of Allah to come to the masjid, carry out the Isha Salat and the 20 rakats of Taraweeh is carried out by each and every mu'min. Why? Because we sacrifice our sleep for in order to upkeep the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is demanded of us at all times, that we make the sacrifices. Sometimes the sacrifice is in the form of getting into motion physically. Sometimes it is parting with our wealth. Sometimes it's parting with our environment. Sometimes it's being is sacrificing those things that seem to be things of comfort, our comfort zones in the dunya, to sacrifice all that, to uphold the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was already done in the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, we already trained. For 30 days, we already trained, or 29 days, we are trained how to sacrifice all those things that seem so nice to us, so comfortable to us, and we fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has to be maintained after the month of Ramadan. That sacrifice and qurbani is there. And the fourth quality was of sincerity. The fourth quality of sincerity, and this quality is quite exclusive to the fast of Ramadan. All the other actions ulama kiram mentioned has some outer form. There could be some form of riya, some form of ostentation, some form of show, some form of a person showing it to others. But fast is something that only a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know in reality who is fasting. That is why even in the hadith we find it's mentioned, a somoli, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that fasting is for me. Whereas we all know all the acts of ibadah are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it's mentioned that because fasting has no outer form, there's a very high degree and high level of sincerity in fasting. Because it's only between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and between the banda. And this is the driving force of every action. If a person has ikhlas, then a little bit of action is sufficient. Akhlis deenaka yakfika al-amalul qaleel. There is prophetic advice to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophetic advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a sahabi that, oh Muaz, akhlis deenaka yakfika al-amalul qaleel. That be sincere in your deen. A few actions will be sufficient. A few actions will become weighty. A few actions will become accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they are filled with ikhlas and sincerity. As I mentioned, this fourth quality also was developed in the month of Ramadan. Every person was not concerned whether that person knows or not, the next person knows whether I'm fasting, so as my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I am fasting. And I am fasting only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sifat and quality was outstanding in this aspect of ibadat in Ramadan, in the month of fast. So here we find another great quality that was developed to a very great degree in the month of Ramadan that has to be maintained. And every action should be motivated by this. It is done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth quality was conviction and yaqeen. We find in the hadith over and over, we had heard in the month of Ramadan, the person that fasts in the month of Ramadan, man sama Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Man qama laylatul qadr imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Man qama Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban. Any person that fulfills the fasting, that fulfills the fasting and the Taraweeh Salat and stands in prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with firm, with iman and wahtisaban, with the niyat of getting reward, imanan, for having full conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his sins are forgiven. So here also we had full conviction that this fast of mine is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will pay me. He will give me recompense and he will give me great amount of rewards in the akhirah. Similarly, every action that is made in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled up with great amount of rewards. We need that conviction, that imanan wa ihtisaban, that we have full yaqeen in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it with firm conviction of getting the reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we done in the month of Ramadan. No person expected any reward from other person the month of Ramadan. Every person was hopeful of the forgiveness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. This is why the actions were carried out. And this is what iman actually means, that a person fully has full belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people like one of Ilyas rahmatullah had mentioned that Allah ki wado par yakeen ho. A person has full conviction in the divine promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be the spirit, the motivating spirit in all the actions in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, regarding fasting, zakat, salat, etc. And every good deed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine promises are very true here. And I am doing this to get the divine pleasure of Allah and to earn the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first quality that was developed in the month of Ramadan and should be sustained in the month of Ramadan. Here the training was already done. Now it is for me and you whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for this great month of Ramadan, given us this great opportunity to ensure and to analyze and to reflect and to see and to assess whether these qualities are there and up to what level these qualities are there and up to what level we wish to take these qualities, how more further we will want to develop these great qualities. Another outstanding quality, the month of Ramadan globally, was the unity between the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it was standing side by side in prayer, whether it was on the Dastar Khan serving each other, fetching water, whether it was clearing the Dastar Khan, we will find no distinction between the rich and the poor and the people that are learned and unlearned. We find everybody joined hands in fulfilling these great works of ibadat and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, here we've had calamities in places like Pakistan, etc., how each person was concerned about the next Muslim brother and Muslim sister that was affected by these calamities, and we had united in supporting them, united in making dua for them. And this is another great outstanding quality of the Muslim Ummah, that we are united, we have feelings toward each other, we love each other, we care for each other. This great quality of unity also we find was developed even further in this great Mubarak month of Ramadan. And this is what is required of us, to fulfill the rights of our Muslim brothers. And the rights of our Muslim brothers is just not a few, five or six rights. Some ulama-i-kiram like Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh have mentioned up to 42 rights of a Muslim brother. That is an ordinary Muslim brother. Because of the sake of Islam, these are the rights he has upon us. Then we find the relationship even grows further. Father and son, brother and sister, and neighbor, etc. And similarly, teacher and student, etc. The rights go even further and further and further. And the more we fulfill these rights, the more we care about these rights, then the more amount, the greater the love we find is generated within the Muslim Ummah. And this is also a great quality. Even for the development of our Iman, we need that love for each other. One hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ tells us that you will not enter into Jannah till you are not believers and your Iman is not perfected. And your Iman will not be perfected hatta tahabbu, till you do not have mutual love for each other, your Iman cannot be perfect. Otherwise, the person carries out all the ibadat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, he has malice in his heart, he has ill feelings in his heart, enmity in his heart towards any mu'min, then his Iman is not perfect, because Iman demands that the person has mutual love for his Muslim brother as well. So we find that this quality also was developed to a very great degree in the month of Ramadan. It is now for us to keep that quality alive and to develop it even further. After the month of Ramadan, that quality has to remain further. In the month of Ramadan, it was there. And now if we develop it even further, we find that it will promote our deen, make it easy for us to fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the real challenge actually is after the month of Ramadan. Like one Arif had mentioned, it is like going in for a service. Person sends his car for a service and bumper to bumper or A to Z service, you know it better, especially the people that have cars. And everything there is serviced in the car, from the hooter right up to the plugs and points and what have you, the oil changes and the brake pads, etc. Everything is serviced from bumper to bumper. The moment he sits down in the car, thereafter, after paying the bill, thereafter he expects everything to be properly functioning. Something happens, takes a U-turn and goes back, the brakes are not functioning properly, and the headlights are not focused properly. This is not done properly. Similarly, it says the example of a mu'min, the month of Ramadan, everything is serviced through fasting and taraweeh and tilawat and zikr. Everything is serviced now. His eyes are functioning properly. His tongue also does not say those things that are obscene and impermissible. Similarly, his feet also do not walk except to the place of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. And his heart does not go towards things that are against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is supposed to be functioning properly now because the service being done. Similarly, a person that goes for some training, now he is taken out from the institute and now he has to prove his worth. How well is he trained? He has gone, he was a doctor, whatever he was, and he's gone for his training. Now he has come back. He was a CA, he has gone for the articles, he did his training, etc. Now he has come back into the field of activity in the Maidan, so to say. Now is the time to prove, to see up to what extent he has been trained. So similarly, now is the time after the month of Ramadan, how inshallah we will be complying and fulfilling the masjids, like how we were filled the masjids in the month of Ramadan, complying with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now also out of the month of Ramadan, like how we had done in the month of Ramadan. encouraging and exhorting each other to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our wives, our children, etc., waking each other up for sehri, etc., sending them to the masajid, ensuring that the children sit and make tilawat of the Holy Quran. This was the environment that prevailed. This is there not only for the month of Ramadan, because mu'mins not only change for the month of Ramadan, but they change in the month of Ramadan for the entire life. As I mentioned, some people change only for the month of Ramadan, that we will carry out these actions only in the month of Ramadan. No, we change in the month of Ramadan for our lives to come thereafter, so that this change is noticeable after the month of Ramadan. So this is what is required of myself and all of us, that we try and maintain the spirit, and especially this sifat, these qualities of submission to the will of Allah, of exercising patience when executing the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of undergoing hardships and difficulties and making sacrifices to uphold the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of sincerity, doing our actions only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this quality of conviction and yaqeen, and this quality of unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the guidance to uphold us, and should encourage each other, help each other to ensure that these qualities are there, developed even further, and we go even more, we strive even more to fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become even more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِسْمِ وَالْإِدْوَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, help each other, cooperate with each other in acts of piety and in good deeds and righteousness. We should help each other. It is our duty to see that we ensure that the Muslim Ummah is combined in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is safe from calamities, etc. And it is our duty to assist each other. As I mentioned, not only in our homes, and our wives and children, but also in our localities and environments, try and assist each other as far as piety and righteousness is concerned. And that is going out, making Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi and Munkar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to develop these qualities even more, even after the month of Ramadan.